Radio Sherwood, la migliore alternativa.
Buonasera a tutti, questa è Indica e io sono Salvo e questa sera abbiamo con noi qui Ray Romain. Did I pronounce it well?
Sì.
Ok.
Yes.
Thank you.
Sì, hai fatto molto bene.
Oh wow, but actually your Italian is way better than the expected. So
I've been practicing for the past 2 years.
Oh wow, cool.
Practicing.
So sorry?
Every now and again. And I speak Portuguese and Spanish and...
Oh, cool.
I'm learning...
And you live in French. France, mate?
Well, it's a mix. Amsterdam and Paris.
Mm. So you are original from Amsterdam?
Yeah, I was born in Brazil.
Oh,
my
wow.
mother's family is from the Netherlands, close to Amsterdam. And lately I've been living in the two countries. It's easy to get around. You know, buses and trains.
So you have traveled around the world?
Yeah, well, no, not really. I still need to go to Japan.
Oh, well.
China, haven't been there yet.
Have you bused there as well?
No, maybe I would like to. I don't know if they would like it, maybe they would. Yeah,
okay.
Don't have a boy band, but hey.
Okay.
No K-pop, but
yeah.
Fuck it. Why not?
But there is, is there a place where would you like to travel around and busking?
Busking?
Yeah.
Travel around busking? No, there's a few festivals I like to do, but busking, maybe... No, I never really thought about it. About one specific place. Because it depends a lot on what do you want from the busking, you know? Do you want money or do you want pleasure? What do you need from it? What would you like to get from it? You know, would you like to get just the attention of the people to listen to your music? Or do you need something deeper than that?
Mm-hmm.
It depends.
Yeah.
So for me, I don't know, I've bust in trains as well, inside of it. Just people see the guitar, you know, and they say, you get a fine if you play in the train. But yeah, people just say, hey, you got a guitar, maybe you should... Can you play a song? Can you play one song, two songs, three songs?
And from one song, two songs, you make a concert, a world one.
Very short one before the guy checking the tickets comes around, yes.
But, so what are the elements? So if there are some elements from the Dutch music that you imported in your personal style.
There is really English and American into it. There's some French into it as well.
Oh wow, like?
But, French, like Georges Cassin.
Okay.
It's one of them that I like. Oh, the Belgians as well. It's been more English 60s with a mix of the 50s and 60s and 70s from America as well. Let's put together, you know, anything that Bob Dylan was singing about, creating his own way of singing, not own way of singing, his own way of writing, to show the story as well. Of course, it's been happening before, but just a guy on the guitar, that's what I mean. Taking that and taking the bands that I really love, let's say the Rolling Stones, you get that. And you put it all, try to combine everything together at the same time. And then you also love Georges Brassens. Then you say, fuck, but he plays... Tum, tum, tum. Why not? I'll fucking play something like that as well. You know, you just create something different. And it's good for myself. Yeah, it's good for myself to be doing something different. Or else, you know, a painter doing the same painting all the time, it gets boring.
Yeah.
So.
And
also,
yeah.
I might mention Bossa Nova is one of my favorites.
Mm-hmm.
So the rhythm came a lot from Bossa Nova that I've been
wow.
I've learned. You know, Tom Jobim is one of my
favorites. Tom Jobim, yeah.
You know, fucking amazing. Yeah, that was that's one of my favorites.
But
it calms me down.
There is an album in particular that I listen to from you that is. A Winter's Tale. So, in this, so specifically inside this album, I have found very much picked from the American tradition, especially from Robert Johnson and Johnny Cash. So, would you agree with it?
I love Johnny Cash.
Mm.
Yeah, and What was the other one you said?
Robert Johnson.
Robert Johnson.
You know, the one from Sweet Home Chicago.
I've been, you know, I get your point.
Mm-hmm.
And it is. And it's another guy that I really love. Of course, they were all copying each other. Not copying each other, but more or less they were doing the same.
Yeah.
The same style, but learning alone, so each one gets your uniqueness. Each one is very different at the end.
Yeah.
It's blues, it's simple, three only chords, but at the same time you can make yourself different from the other people. Anyway, the name of the guy is fucking Lightning Hopkins. Lightning Hopkins, 50s, 60s. A man that is, I love the way that he sings, and I love the way that he picks the guitar as well. So for me, he was one of the main people that I looked at in the blues that I really enjoyed listening to, and listening to the way that he plays with the guitar. He plays with the guitar.
Mm.
He doesn't play the guitar.
Okay, so what is the feature that distincts his particular touch, or the way he feels music, that you like most?
It's just his way of picking. It's exactly what you mentioned. It's the way that he picks the guitar, the way that he sings.
Uh-huh.
His way of, you know, doing the words in a kind of way that other people wouldn't do, but it's just a graspy voice as well. Yeah, something different.
Yeah.
It's and his way of playing, I really.
Okay.
Yeah, doing the rhythm, doing a bit of solo in the middle, coming back to the rhythm again. Simple things, but at the same time, you know. It's just very beautiful. Very beautiful.
Yeah.
Trying to remember the name of a song, but I can't.
Okay, no, it's not a problem. But, so why did you name your album A Winter's Tale? Because,
Trouble in Mind was the name of the song.
Really?
Yeah, I remember it now. No, Trouble in Mind.
Trouble in Mind, all right
from,
then.
From Lightning Hopkins, that I recommend to everybody to take a listen to.
Okay, many thanks for the tip.
Yeah.
I will do it for sure.
Yeah.
But so, keeping focused on this kind of topic, so can you tell us why did you name your album A Winter's Tale? Because I have a personal association to this album and the sounds that recalls to me. Because I have lived in Sweden for a while, and I can say that somehow that kind of sound is very, okay, please pass me the not melancholic, but pass me the term as winterful. Okay, I am inventing it right now because it reminds me that the winter landscapes from
and
the lakes around Sweden. Yeah, that's right. So, what was your inspiration?
For me, that was the time when I lived in a sailing boat, and well, actually, every winter's been shit, hasn't it?
Oh, okay.
For myself personally. Some of them been good, some of them been bad, but the thing is about the winter for me is that there is always something extremely strong about it.
Mm.
Summer is always easy.
Yeah.
Summer is always a breeze. Mm-hmm. You always enjoy it, you know. There's nothing wrong with that.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have a house, that's fine.
Okay.
You know, it's a joke, but still, it's in the winter, I've lived in a sailing boat for about 6 months or so.
Yeah.
5 months. And it was a difficult moment. And -9.
And where were you living in a boat?
Close to Amsterdam.
Oh, okay.
And then after that, I moved to 3-4 more cities until I got to Amsterdam.
Were you parked in a port?
Yeah, I was docked.
Okay.
On the bay. So I was singing Otis Redding,
mm-hmm.
sitting on the dock of a bay all the time. And inside the little boat, but it was a small boat, sailing boat.
Yeah.
And I just decided to. I thought I would not spend a lot of money, so I thought about staying there. But then it was a huge snow, and it was really cold in the evening time.
Oh.
So I've learned a lot from that.
Sorry.
I've learned a lot from that one.
Oh. Yeah.
It's, because it was difficult, so after that, everything turned out to be much better. You appreciate things a bit more, you appreciate having your shower and having a kitchen,
mm-hmm.
so you can cook.
Yeah.
That's something that is amazing, you know? To go take a piss when you got to.
Oh, yeah.
That's amazing as well. Not to go on a fucking frozen lake is something else.
Yeah.
It's, you know, the things that we get that we don't really even think about them when we have it. Just having a nice place to take a shower or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Nice bed, comfortable, warm bed. Even if it's fucking cold, as long as it's comfortable, who cares, right? It's, yeah. So that what comes from A Winter's Tale, because most of the songs were written during the winter time.
Yeah.
So they all have a...
I can argue that you can live in Amsterdam renting a bed in a boat, is it?
I think they do that, but it's very expensive.
Oh, it's very expensive.
Of course, it's a luxury there.
Oh, it's a luxury stuff.
What I was doing was more of a... I don't know, I was challenging myself. I wanted an adventure and I didn't have a lot of money, so I combined one and one, put everything together and decided to give it a try.
Okay.
Which was a nice, you know, you say never again, but at the same time, it was a nice experience. So I do appreciate it a lot. It was beautiful time, but the same, you know.
Challenging as well, you mean?
No, it was terrible.
Oh, okay.
It was horrible, but it was beautiful, you know.
Horrible but beautiful.
Yeah.
This is like, as well as every strong experience that, you know, characterize your life.
I am confusing, I
know. No, but I can guess your song. I get your thinking. But throughout your long experience as a musician, all around Europe and maybe in other places in the world, can you tell us any anecdotes that, you know, really impressed you? For example, hearing about stories from other people or things that happened to you in person.
Antidotes.
Anecdotes.
Anecdotes.
Yeah, some facts.
Ah. Well, Sherlock. I must say, hearing the people, talking to the people, making some really, really fucking good friendships. This guy, I think we're gonna be good friends actually.
Oh, so
really, at least I hope so.
Introduce yourself. What's your name?
I'm Matteo.
Okay.
I'm Matteo from Padua. I live in Padua and I just met Ray as well, and I hope we will be good friends as well.
Okay.
It's a date.
But how did you become friends?
Oh, I just hosted him. And
okay then.
Because I'm working on a photography project and I contacted Francesco Bot for some contacts with musicians, and he basically gave me the people who were going to play more in this month, during this month in February, and I thought that Ray was the best one in my opinion. So so that's why I directly contact him, and
okay,
that's how we got in contact and find out how to.
It's only 1 month out of 12, so I'm not sure if it's that good anyway. Thanks, man.
And is there, for example, well, during your personal story as a musician, has you heard about, for example, stories from the people who you have met that really impressed you? Well,
oh man, let me tell you.
Okay.
You got time?
Yeah.
I've got someone that is a really lovely friend of mine, and she's become like my French mother. And we met because I was playing in front of La Comédie Française in Paris.
And it's a club?
It's an old theater, very old theater, close to Palais Royal, in front of Musée du Louvre. And she was passing by, and I was about to leave the place, and she came over and wanted to talk a bit, and she said, hey, I love to feed off of people's stories, you know?
Yeah.
So we started talking one day. I didn't have many friends because I had just moved to Paris, and So one day she said, "Hey, do you want to come around?" So I did, and we became really good friends, talking about everything in life. And she has such a huge story in her life that, you know, she just had cancer now. In June, we found out that she had cancer, and now in December, 26, she did the surgery, and now last week we found out that the cancer is already gone.
Oh.
So. Talking story ready, there you go.
Yeah, but it's it's good. It's good for her, and so yeah, everything yeah, good. What ends good?
So happy for that as well. It's crazy. Yeah. There's so many things that it just becomes part of you. It becomes your family.
Oh yeah.
It's like my friends from Amsterdam, uh-huh. Tom and Yuri. These two are just the most loving people, and
yeah,
it's yeah, they've been like my family, and. I met them as well when I was playing in a festival in Belgium.
Mm-hmm.
So completely far away yeah. from each other, we met there, and I was playing for 5 days, and they were staying there to help out
mm-hmm.
in the festival, and we ended up meeting because I was playing for the 5 days, no money, just playing and getting the free food. Mm. That was it, and I made two of the best. Three, because there was Rohir as well. Three of fucking the best friends I've ever could ask for. They would do it, you know, they do anything. They got me. They're amazing people.
Yeah.
And that's another one, you know.
Yeah.
Now
yeah,
we meet every fucking weekend to have a beer.
Oh, cool.
Come over.
Yeah. Cool, cool.
Yeah.
So this is the essence of you know, playing around Europe and meeting new people and getting friendship with plenty of them.
Yeah.
So it's very, very profound relations that, you know,
it's really
last long in time.
It's one fucking evening. It can be like in Taranto. I met this one guy called Mark who plays the guitar. I remember his name. I remember his face. We talked just for that one evening. And he's just fucking good guy. I know that
we
need each other. It's such a good conversation, and you know that that's the person that now I'm gonna play in Taranto mm-hmm. again. I know I'm gonna fucking see him.
Taranto, cool. So you are Taranto. Going to South and see him.
Well, that's gonna happen in
okay.
I don't know, 13th of I'm not sure which date, but
okay,
13th, next week.
Oh wow! So real soon.
Yeah, no.
Okay then. Yeah, once you're here, you go to the South, and then you.
Well, once I'm here, I still got a few other places to go, and then Treviso, Domani, uh-huh. and then after that it's this way, somewhere else in.
By plane?
Plane? No, I'm just gonna, you know.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm gonna take some trains around.
Okay.
Like last time that I did a tour over here, there was this no. That gave me a ride to the station, and he didn't speak a word of English, and I didn't speak mm-hmm. much Italian, you know, at the same time. And then at the end, he was just helping me to get the guitar out of the out of the car, and he said, "Guitar, huh?" And he said, "Sì, guitar, acoustic, and it's a Santa." Right. It's all I can say, but still. And they say, "Oh, nice, buona, bella." That, for me, that was it. Good talk, you know. See you later, man. But we will never see each other again. But still, I remember that guy.
It's cool, yeah. So, so before letting you get prepared to the concert, would you like to tell us your next dates, the next places you are going to play, if you remember, and. Your contact on social media, so as we can easier find you.
Well, my contact, it's Ray Romain on
uh-huh.
Instagram, and on Facebook is just Ray Romain Music. L O M E.
Okay.
Jota. How do you say J?
J.
No. J in Italiano.
J. Mm-hmm.
See.
Yeah.
No,
yeah. No, it's true.
È vero.
So spell it again, so as we better
L-O-M-I-J-N.
Understand. Oh, in English then.
Ah, R-O-M-I-J-N. N as Navy.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, Ray Romain.
Okay, then.
Ray como Ray Charles.
Yeah. But we will tag you. We will tag you anyway. So yeah. So as our audience can better find you.
So I'm going to Reggio Emilia on the 7th. On the 8th, I'm at Cesena. On the 12th, I've got a few days to recover my body. And then Catanzaro.
Oh, Calabria.
Sì. Lungo.
Yeah, long way.
Yeah. Taranto, Bari. E Martina Franca.
Okay, so.
È bello Martina Franca.
A Puglia. Yeah.
Bari, mi piace Bari. It's beautiful over there. I really, I played there last time.
All so. The south is beautiful.
Yeah.
Public transportations are a little bit an issue, but for all the rest, you know, man, traveling and seriously. Meeting people is absolutely amazing.
No, but it's just, you know, another story. Because for me it was not too difficult the last time that I did it, because I did it also by train and bus and, you know, and hitchhiking sometimes. I played at Palma Campania, close to Battipaglia,
near Naples, kind of. Okay.
And it was on a Sunday, and I had to wake up at 7 in the morning to go to the other show that was a bit far. I think it was in Bari, that one.
Oh.
So it was a bit far from each other.
Yeah.
And they had no taxis, no train station, no bus station, right. No nothing. So I went to this guy in the... He was wiping the floor, you know?
Yeah.
And I said to him, hey, can you take me to the station? He took me 20 minutes. He drove me off to the station at the city next to it.
Yeah.
What a nice guy. We didn't talk.
Cool stuff. So, many thanks for your company here. Yeah. And we wish you a very nice performance later. And congratulations for your Italian. Your pronunciation is good.
Grazie and mille.
Keep on practicing it, because you will get better and better, I'm sure. Many thanks again.
Grazie.
And this is Ray Romain here in Radio Sherwood. And you want to give a greetings to us as well?
Grazie mille. Thank you, Sherwood.
From Matteo.
Grazie, Sherwood.
Io sono Salvatore, questa è Indica. Ciao a tutti.
Sherwood, la migliore alternativa.